Have you ever thought of what the costs are for data theft, identity theft, medical record theft? The insurance quotes organization has sent me some data, and I'd like to share it with you. How important is all this stuff? When's the last time you looked at your medical records? Has somebody gone in and used your name to get medical coverage? Of course, your identity being stolen, data, consumer theft, you name it. It's pretty serious. Take a listen.
The hidden cost of data theft. Data theft includes financial identity theft, identity cloning, and medical identity theft. The average cost per victim was $22,346 in 2012, and the total national cost of just medical identity fraud was $41 billion in 2012. The worst part? Nearly 60% of reported victims say they don't ever check their medical records for fraud. Depending on the severity of the case, it can take over 5,000 hours, the equivalent of working a full-time job for 2 years to correct the damage. Health? F. Since 1935, over 435 million Social Security cards have been issued. That's over 2,175 tons of paper issued as cards, or 52,200 trees, and 5 million new cards are issued every year. Worldwide, digital warehouses storing private information like banking and personal history use about 30 billion watts of electricity, which equals roughly the output of 30 nuclear power plants. Data centers in the U.S. make up almost a third of that usage and waste 90% of the electricity they pull off the grid. Environment? F. On average, 47% of victims encounter problems qualifying for a new loan and 70% have difficulty removing the negative information from their credit reports. Over the next 5 years, the IRS stands to lose as much as $21 billion in revenue due to identity theft. And worldwide, businesses lose close to $221 billion a year, with the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia ranking the highest in reported fraudulent activity. Economy? F. Final grade? F. To see more videos from the Hidden Cost series, check out insurancequotes.org.
And how important is that? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.